UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Navi Pillay called on states with influence over the warring parties in Syria, together with the United Nations, to urgently find a way to bring both parties to the negotiating table to end the violence.
The suffering of Syria's civilian population has reached unimaginable levels. The use of chemical weapons has long been identified as one of the gravest crimes that can be committed, yet their use in Syria seems now to be in little doubt, even if all the circumstances and responsibilities remain to be clarified.
Ms. Pillay said the international community is very late to take serious joint action to halt the downward spiral that has gripped Syria, slaughtering its people and destroying its cities.
There is no time for powerful states to continue to disagree on the way forward or for geopolitical interests to override the legal and moral obligation to save lives by bringing this conflict to an end. This appalling situation cries out for international action, yet a military response or the continued supply of arms risk igniting a regional conflagration, possibly resulting in many more deaths and even more widespread misery.
Ambassador Zamir Akram of Pakistan, who spoke on behalf of the Organization of the Islamic Conference, the OIC, agreed with the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
We share the High Commissioner's concerns over the deteriorating human rights situation in Syria. The High Commissioner has rightly said that suffering of Syria's civilian population has reached unimaginable levels. We strongly endorse the High Commissioner's call for immediate negotiations to end the conflict.
Speaking for the Non-Aligned Movement, a grouping of about 120 countries, Ambassador Sayed Mohammad Reza Sijadi of Iran said the only way out of the crisis is immediate negotiations to end the conflict. He said the Non-Aligned Movement concurs with the UN Human Rights Chief that military action risks igniting a regional conflagration, resulting in many deaths and even more widespread misery.
States, along with the United Nations, must find a way to bring the parties to the negotiating table. Indeed, the best solution continues to be a negotiated settlement involving an inclusive and meaningful national dialogue among all parties, leading to a lasting political solution that reflects the legitimate aspiration of the Syrian people. In this regard, the NAM reiterates the important role of the United Nations in maintaining peace and security. Furthermore, unilateral actions against Syrians should be strictly avoided.
Adding his voice to the concerns about the ongoing crisis in Syria was Ambassador Rijis Paulauskas of Lithuania, who spoke on behalf of the European Union, the EU.
As this session starts, the EU is alarmed by the reports of the use of chemical weapons and by the continued violence, including killings of civilians in the Syrian Arab Republic. Any use of chemical weapons is totally unacceptable and is a blatant violation of international law. The EU is appalled by the continued widespread and systematic gross violations of human rights and abuses. We condemn the atrocities committed by the regime, which, according to reporting by the Commission of Inquiry, amount to crimes against humanity.
Ambassador Paulauskas said there must be no impunity for any such violations. He reiterated a call on the Syrian authorities to grant access to the independent International Commission of Inquiry established by the UN Human Rights Council in 2011 to investigate human rights violations in Syria. Derek Mbata, United Nations.